Hello, it is your boy Diddly Lang Chang Chiming Dennis Sung Shui Pao Minaswa Otoni Toshimata. Welcome back to the 4 o'clock news, even though it is 1:43 AM.
Oh my goodness. Hi everyone, it's Dr. Denise. This is my son, my teacher. And we kind of are up late on a summer night. And we were talking about perseverance.
Yes, sir.
And hanging in there. Do you want to give any?
So this guy a while back, we won't name anything. Let's call him. You know what? We won't even speak of his name. So when I was six, I was
eight.
Okay. I said this guy looks suspicious, and I was right. Cause what did he do?
He ended up profiling me online, targeting the Dr. Denise brand, wanting to be on the Dr. Denise show, met all my friends, and he ended up defrauding us, our family, for almost $500,000.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lawsuit that I won. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is we were just having a talk about perseverance and hanging in there when you have a dream, when you have a dream of like reaching a lot of people, also not letting people take you down.
Yeah.
So do you want to just talk about that? Like, about that kind of warrior spirit that we've discussed?
So, I mean, in my time, I'd say that I have like a warrior spirit, you know, because, you know, I'm pretty, you know, so basically, so never backing down is the key here. As my mom said, like, a few times tonight.
Well, I want to say something and give you a compliment. So when I launched the Dr. Denise brand and the show, you know, I've met incredible people on the journey, and I'd never met someone that was a fraudster.
Yeah.
And when I showed my 8-year-old son, which is 5 years ago, a picture of this man and said, "Hey, we're going to do some work together. You know, he's going to be great." The first thing you said was,
"He looks suspicious." I'm telling you, that
he's
man,
super intuitive. And so I'm really proud of myself. I have a series called Rocking a Betrayal, and it's really helpful. And I have the lawsuit buried in there. But the real thing that we were talking about tonight is kind of sticking with your passion, doing what you love. And there was a time when he was too young to know about this. He didn't really get to know the details until I had to leave a holiday event for a court case, which, by the way, I won the judgment. And now I didn't get the money back. But what happened is, Kieran, you really saw a lot of stuff go on, didn't you?
Yeah, I was like some, I don't know.
I mean, it was pretty serious.
Yeah,
there'd be times when I'd be, what about when I was going through such a tough time with it that I'd stare off into space a little bit?
Oh, yeah. So there was this point in time where I didn't like what my mom was, you know, I didn't like how she was staring into space because, like, I was like, "Mom.
Show what you did to me."
This is the secret technique. I go, "Mom."
Yeah. So when I was being a single mother, taking care of my patients, and at nighttime, figuring out how I was going to take this guy down, meaning win the lawsuit. Also, I ended up warning other women in different states. Sometimes I'd be off staring off into space. I don't know if this has ever happened to you. When you're in crisis or going through a family transition or a loss, sometimes even though we're parents, our kids need our attention. So during that time, it was a little bit tough, but we persevered. And I think that's the most important thing, sticking with what you believe in. And also, what do you think about justice?
What?
Justice, meaning that I persevered with the lawsuit.
Oh, I think it's great that, you know, you didn't give up. You always kept trying, you know, no matter what you had, you won't back down. You know, I think that's a really great mindset.
Thank you. And
yes, sir.
I know you had a lot of primal. The thing you learned about your kids is when I told him, my son, what happened to someone exploiting our family. Also, there were times where there were burner phone calls. I mean, he was like right there beside me, still doing his life, going to school.
Doing my thing.
But you also were very strong. You were basically, no one treats our family like this.
Yes, sir.
And so I think one of the big reasons why we're talking about this is people, we're going to go through times where it's just a life experience.
Yep.
You know, does mom tend to see like the good in everyone?
Yep. That's the thing on her coffee mug. See the good in I juice.
So what though? Don't we balance each other out?
Yeah, I'd say we do.
Yeah. You actually.
I cover your strengths. You cover.
Yeah, you do. And hold on 1 second. I got to get this.
Oh, God.
So I will tell you that my son can definitely sniff out BS.
Okay, so
we got this little button here. So go ahead.
Bullshit level, DEFCON 5.
So now, see, now that you played that, I can cuss one time.
Okay.
But not yet.
Okay. So basically, though, I know you don't like when the shows go too long, but we were having a very big talk because I feel really honored. The Dr. Denise Show is nominated for 4 categories for the podcast awards.
And I voted for her.
Thank you. But it's not even just about the vote. It's about sticking with your spirit. One of the biggest reasons why I'm doing all these different shows is to help change the way we think, talk, and act about mental health. And Kieran, you live it with me, right? With the terms. Do you want to tell them about the word neurostyle, how it's been a game changer for you?
So basically, before I say anything, embrace your neurostyle. Yep. So basically, like, you know.
What does neurostyle mean?
Neurostyle means, so instead of like ADHD disorder, you know, it's neurostyle. Like, go with the flow, you know?
Yeah, so we all process and perceive things in our own unique way. So I know I'm a doctor. I do make diagnoses. But, you know, Kieran and I talk about how we all process things in our own unique way. And there's the fabulous 5, biological, psychological, social, cultural, spiritual, and 6th sense intuition.
Fabulous 5?
Yeah, that's what we call it.
Is that like the Costco X-Men?
Okay, so I have stayed true to my course of changing, you know, having talks about mental health. Do you want to say anything else about staying on track? I know. Just didn't wrap it up.
Okay.
Do you want to summarize the show, though, and the main tips?
It's been your boy, Diddly Lang Chang, Chi Ming Dennis, Sung Shui Pao, Minus Wao, Tony Toshimada. I will catch you later, bitches.
Oh, my God.
I could curse once.
No, you can't call people bitches. That's against the rules. Okay, you know what you can do, though? You can come back and you can say, I did curse,
okay, but I'm sorry. I'm going to come back a new man.
No, this is how I actually do parent. Please, Kieran, we don't call people names.
I'm going to come back a new man.
And ready? I'll
be right back.
We're not going to use, okay.
I'm so sorry for that.
Thank you. Okay, everyone.
Kieran is in the building.
Okay. So thank you, guys. And this is my son, my teacher. Thank you, Kieran, because we don't call people names. Okay. We use profanity in other ways. So you kind of broke a rule, but I think I handled it pretty well. Because I think we might even launch the show, even though I'm a little bit annoyed.
But it's okay. She'll share her annoyance after the show. Okay.
Bye, everyone.